Okay.
These are the words of Rabbi Ephraim Zeraven about the Rosh Shiva Zal. When did you first come in contact with the Baron? What's
my parents moved to Lakewood in 1951. My father was a surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
We moved from Baltimore to Lakewood. And the first time I saw the Shiva was Simchas Torah, Tov Shin Yud Beis. That's the winter of 1951.
How old were you then?
I was just turned 11.
What was the impression that they made on you? At that time,
I was an 11-year-old child. It was, it's hard to remember, you know, times like that. Only really
what was the context of the
Simchas Torah? We came into yeshiva. Simchas Torah. That was the first time I saw it. I was at the act office. He was smiling. He was very friendly to my father. And he pinched my cheeks.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was the first time I saw it. Yeah.
Then, what was over the years? What was the relationship? How did you build up a relationship with the yeshiva and the Rosh Shiva at that time?
I spent 1 year in Lakewood before I went back to Baltimore, and I used to meet the yeshiva all day. I went to school in the morning. I went to public school for 1 year.
In Lakewood?
Yeah, seventh grade. There was no class in the cheder for me in the day school. My parents were afraid to send me back to Baltimore. I was too young.
Uh-huh.
I was 11, so I went to public school. And Bachar Rav was in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I used to be in yeshiva all the afternoon and Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
That was that's where I spent my time, out of school.
You went to high school in Lakewood?
No. I went back to Baltimore for 8th grade.
Uh-huh. What yeshiva was there?
Chavetz Chaim.
Uh-huh.
I went to school there from the winter of 52, and I graduated in 57, summer of 57.
Mm-hmm.
I used to come home for the summer.
But then after you graduated,
I went to Lakewood. I went to
directly went to Lakewood.
Right, so I was 16.
Right. Your parents weren't against it or something?
Well, my parents against it, that's a good question. My father allowed me to go for a year.
Uh-huh.
And then he let me stay one, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But certainly that wasn't his plan.
Uh-huh.
He was interested in my going to school and becoming a doctor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Things didn't work out that way.
Uh-huh. And so what are some of the experiences that you had during the experiences with your contact with Rabban, anything that you could pull out with the whole set? That was just the regular routine.
Before coming to yeshiva,
in the yeshiva.
I was one of the talmidim, like everyone else, and everybody looked up to him. He was the center of everybody's life in the yeshiva. We looked forward to his coming back, and we were...
Coming back from where?
He used to come back to yeshiva Thursday.
Uh-huh.
From New York. He used to be there from Thursday evening till Monday afternoon, till after the Shia, Monday. He ate lunch and they went back to New York.
So you were officially in the Shia from 57 on?
I was in the Shia from the summer of 57, right? Right. 57. So I got married. A few months after his death. That was Tov Shin Chav Gimel.
Right.
I got married in the beginning of 63, and I stayed there another year, and then I went to Eretz Yisrael for a year and a half.
Where did you go?
Went to Brisk for a year and a half. It wasn't in style yet.
Uh-huh.
And then I came back for another 6 years, and when I was given the Tzavim to work on,
uh-huh.
I went back to Eretz Yisrael.
Uh-huh.
I moved back with my family.
So what are some of the experiences during the time that you were with Rabban?
Nothing unusual. We were all in awe of him.
Why were you in awe?
Because we saw how much he lived on a different plane than we did. He was spiritually, he was Dovuk Bakhtar Baruch Hu. He wasn't Mesir Das. That's the way we perceived it, right? And he was learning, he was very excited us very much in learning. So we saw he was very excited him. And we saw it made him very, he was very very satisfied with his being a Ben Tzedek.
Any particular incident that stand out in your mind that you recall?
No, you know, it was a daily routine. It was someone we were privileged to live with for, I would say, how many years was it? For 5 years. Came to Yeshiva until 5 years. I came in Tovshin Yud Zayin. And he lived in the beginning of Chav Gimel. So that was it. So it was a little over 5 years. But it was a big schus to be in his...
Were you ever Mishamash here?
Mishamash, well, I used to drive him with all the buses.
Yeah. So things happened during the...
No, nothing really. He was very, very warm to the buses. Okay. We felt he loved us. And everybody loved him. And that was it. I think he was the center of our lives. And his death was a very traumatic experience for all of us. It's hard to get over. It was very unexpected for us. And he was so much part of our lives. He was our hero. So it was really hard to internalize it.
It's hard to internalize.
Right. It was very hard to live without him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a very powerful personality. Very influential. And had a big hashpa in our lives.
No particular incident.
No, I can't really
tell you. Sure,
I found the show very stimulating. And it wasn't only the listening to the show was an experience, it wasn't just the shiur itself.
Mm-hmm.
It was seeing how he said the shiur, how we would get excited about it, how we would laugh in the middle.
Did you already laugh about
that? Yeah, I'm learning from the Torah. And it elevated all of us. It was a moment. You could watch the shiur. Say Shabbos, everybody was dressed in big day Shabbos. We would come in at 8 o'clock, all the light was there, the buffalo was there. It was a great experience. I don't think anything comparable exists today. You know, all the bubbles in this year. It was a very strong influence. I think even the people who were in Yeshua were the weaker people were strongly influenced by his personality, by Shia, by Gavis HaTeira, by Tarocha HaTeira, and even at the time, it wasn't noticeable how much Hashpo he was having on the people, but later on in their lives, it became apparent that they were strongly influenced by him. They raised very beautiful families, even though they themselves in Yeshiva weren't that much clear in their learning. But it was very, very clear that they were strongly influenced by his personality. That was, I don't think there's anything comparable to that today at all. That type of person or that type of experience, that type of relationship to a Shiva. It was very unique. It was a big school to have for experience. That's the way I feel. Everybody told me the same thing.
More or less. It's good to get from different points of view. It shows out the picture more.
I was young. I was the youngest fellow in the Yeshiva. The average age at that time when I came was 23, 24. And I was 16, but the Boston was very nice to me. And it was very interesting.
You had any relationship with the older Talmidim?
Did I have?
Yeah.
What do you mean the old Talmidim? European Talmidim?
Yeah.
No.
Which are the older Talmidim?
When I was there at the time, Leib Epstein was the one of the better Bachur and Meshach Hillel Hirsch, and Meir Stern and Meir Hershkowitz was the younger man, and the Bank of Schiff was still there, and these are the people I looked up to.
But that sort of filled out the atmosphere, the having of people, right?
Yeah, right. There were Bachur and Tzionim. And the smother was very strong. I mean, there were a lot of weaker bachurim there too. I would say when I came there around 70 bachurim. I think when the shiva passed away, there were 80 bachurim in the shiva.
If somebody was weak, what kept his spirit up? I
can't answer, I guess they asked them. Hard to know. I don't know how they spent their time, but there was a very strong group of Boston who were very, very involved in learning. and that they were the ones who carried the yeshiva. And they had very strong influence in the younger bachur. So someone who was interested in learning could find his place with these people and could get a lot from them. These fellows were 4 or 5 years older than I was, but I had a great deal from them. Leib Epstein was very, very close. I was very close to him. Moshe Hirsch was very close to him. I was close to all of them. But it was a very tightly knit group of Bachim who were very committed to learning. And I think a lot of them grew to be Toshiva Talmidei Chachamim. But it was all under his hashpah. And he was extremely makariv. He was very, very close to them. And someone who had the sense to use that relationship gained by it very much. That's the way it was. And, you know, that person, I don't think that exists today anyplace. Adam Gavuloi, who was very accessible,
how
but he was there.
Well, how did the godless that he portrayed, or he represented, how was it obvious to you that this was something really special compared to somebody else?
It was self-evident, but you're asking me how did it make itself evident?
Yeah.
I can't answer that exactly. I don't know, I can't put my finger on it. But first of all, I have to be sure, and obviously he was an intellectual.
Yeah.
He was an intellectual giant. He was certainly classified as a genius. He was a genius.
Yeah.
But that first of all, we were in awe of his intellectual capacity. And we also saw that he was a man who was selfless to the extreme. He was totally dedicated to trying to build up Torah in America. It was very obvious. And you saw that it's called Maisa L'Shem Shemayim. That's a strong combination.
There's a lot of geniuses around.
No, but I'm saying the combination of being a genius on one hand, the other hand being totally selfless, and totally committed to being Marvitz Teder and building up the Chorban of Pliasor. And it was very obvious that was his whole life. He had no personal life at all. He wasn't interested in anything except being Marvitz Teder and building yeshiva, being a focal point of giving out the Talmidei Chachamim and to rebuild the Chorban of the Second World War. All was lost, and he was totally committed to that. It was very, very clear and obvious that his life was committed to Shem Shemayim. That's very special. We were all in awe of him. You know, we loved him and we were in awe of him. It was a very special atmosphere, a very special relationship, and very unique. I don't think it'll ever happen again. And it was a big twisted. To be part of it.
Did you realize that during the experience that it was?
All great experiences are all in hindsight. But no one, I don't think anyone, no one left the yeshiva. No one bothered going someplace else. They wanted to be with him. Someone had come to my father when I was a young boy, one of the staff, Dave Schwarzman.
Yeah.
Came to my father and felt as a young boy, I should go learn in Ponovich.
Uh-huh.
So my father asked me about it. I'd be interested in doing that. And it didn't enter my mind. Maybe they was right.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that point of time would have been better for me to learn in Ponovich.
Uh-huh.
But it never entered my mind to leave Rosh Hashiva.
You knew that what you had.
I understand the full extent
of the feeling.
I had no habamina reading. No habamina reading. And he was the strongest influence on my life, there's no question about it. And I was able to work on his discovery.
Yeah.
I feel that was a very big source for me.
What did he see in the process of working in some of the that came out of it.
First of all, I personally had a big fellas in learning from working with some very big fellas. I would say that one of the kufis of Steinian learning was that time that I worked with Zoe. I think I got much closer to him through working with Southern. I realized how godless and learning from the Southern. It was a great experience.
Did you have to consult with other Southern to figure out what to do?
No, but after I finished the first paper, I went to I think on a relation rush, a very close friend. And we went over the whole paper together. I wanted to make sure it was accurate. But Hashem. And I was able to give up post party. So it was a big I could get a big Swiss. That's it. My whole life was shaped by that.
Okay, sure. Thank you very much for the word on the bow.
I hope it was a palace.
Everybody is a palace, of course. Part of the whole thing.